Hey guys, are you ready for some money rehab?
Wall Street has been completely upended by an unlikely player, GameStop.
And should I have a 401k?
You don't do it?
No, I know.
Girl.
You think the whole world revolves around you and your money? Well, it doesn't.
Charge for wasting our time. I will take a check.
Like a old school check.
You recognize her from anchoring on CNN, CNBC, and Bloomberg. The only financial expert you don't need a dictionary to understand. Nicole Lapin.
Labor Day is Monday, September 6th. And for some of us, it's just a bank holiday. While for others, it's a celebration of labor organizations, which, as you know, we've already given our ode to in episode 99 on Amazon's unionization efforts. Thank you very much. But for all of us, it's an opportunity to save big. We all know the major players in the holiday sales game. The biggies are Memorial Day, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and Labor Day. But not all sales are created equal. In fact, each holiday kind of has its own niche where you can expect to see sales on certain products, but not on others. I see people run into issues actually when they hold off on buying something they need because they expect that around these holidays, they're going to get a deal. That's not necessarily the case. For example, your vacuum may have taken its last dusty breath and you've been planning on finding a replacement on Labor Day where you're sure you're going to be able to pounce on some amazing deals. But nope, on Labor Day weekend, you won't see too many deals on vacuums. Those actually roll around in the springtime. But don't worry, I will guide you through what you can expect to save on this Labor Day. Numero uno, patio furniture. If you've been spending some of your quarantine time going Extreme Home Makeover Edition on your backyard, this is a perfect time to buy new patio furniture. Companies discount outdoor furniture in September because they assume that around this time, most people are winding down on their outdoor season and gearing up to be inside for cooler months. Consequently, these companies expect to see a drop in the number of people looking to buy patio furniture. So to get back on your radar, they slash prices to get you back in the store. It's all about supply and demand, baby. Number two, grills. Grills go on sale in September because of the same rationale companies apply to patio furniture discounts. If grill season is over, companies need to give shoppers an incentive to buy. And nothing is more tempting than a lower price. Number three, mattresses. In the first two examples, a price drop made a lot of sense, right? Demand decreases at the end of the summer months for patio furniture and grills and whatnot, so the price decreases as well. Mattresses, on the other hand, well, I just have no idea at all why the best mattress deals happen Labor Day weekend. It's not like there's a decreased demand for mattresses in the winter. I've never seen reports of a national trend where people sleep less at a certain time of year. Have you? And yet, come Labor Day, the whole mattress community comes together and puts their goods on sale. You can find sweet deals in your typical specialized bedding stores or even more general department stores. Remember, your sleep, it's priceless. For today's tip, you can take straight to the bank. If you think that within the next year, you'll need one of the items I just called out, buy it now. Definitely don't buy something just for the sake of buying it. There's no reason to get patio furniture if you don't even have outdoor space. But if you see yourself buying a new mattress within the next year, now is the time to do it. If your patio chairs are on their last leg, don't schedule your shopping around when you think you'll need to use your new setup. Instead, schedule your shopping around when you can get the best bargain. Money Rehab is a production of iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Nicole Lapin. Our producers are Morgan Lavoie and Catherine Law. Money Rehab is edited and engineered by Brandon Dickert with help from Josh Fisher. Executive producers are Mangesh Hatikader and Will Pearson. Huge thanks to the OG Money Rehab supervising producer, Michelle Lambs, for her pre-production and development work. And as always, thanks to you for finally investing in yourself so that you can get it together and get it all.